from the Dublin News Center. This is 98 FM, first for Dublin News.
At 6, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening.
I was bringing my daughter from school and I saw the guy who was falling on the floor down there.
One man has been found dead and a second injured at a flat on South Circular Road. Gardaí were called to a disturbance close to Leonard's Corner this afternoon. 98FM's crime correspondent Stephanie Grogan is at the scene with the latest.
Bloodstained clothes remain on the footpath here at the junction of South Circular Road and Bloomfield Avenue this evening. It was here that Gardaí discovered an injured man after responding to reports of a disturbance at a flat just before 4. Officers then went inside the flat and found the body of another man who's believed to be in his 30s. This local lives nearby.
I was just walking home from work and there was lots of Garda cars everywhere. So we heard in bits and pieces what's happening, but we can't get in and out of our house easily. We have to jump the wall. We've got two apartments next door. They've jumped the wall to get in as well. So it's a bit mad though because, you know, it's a very quiet area.
Both scenes have been sealed off this evening and a knife has been found at one of them. The injured man remains in St James's Hospital, but it's believed his injuries aren't life-threatening. Anyone with information is asked to contact Kevin Street Garda Station. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
A court heard a man on trial for raping his friend told her he was sleepwalking at the time. The 29-year-old denies raping the woman at an apartment in Ringsend in 2008. The alleged victim said she woke to find the accused on top of her and she told him to stop. She told the jurors that the accused later apologised and said he'd been sleepwalking and that he was going to get help. It's suspected Dublin crime gangs are trying to hide millions in illegal cash by taking out mortgages. Gardaí on the north side are investigating claims that fake bank statements and payslips have been used to take out the home loans. Here's Councillor Neil Ring.
I hope that the banks do a root and branch search and root out the ones that are illegal and the ones that are facilitating money laundering.
Well, if you're trying to get a mortgage, it'll probably take you around 4 years to get a deposit together. Figures show those saving to buy in South Dublin are being hardest hit by mortgage lending rules. You've been telling us what you make of it.
When we were going for our house, it's nearly 60 years old now, but we had to borrow to get a house then, and it hasn't changed.
They won't allow you go in with a lump sum. You must save it over the period of 2 or 3 years. If I could save it in a year, I don't think they'd be impressed.
A week away from Budget Day, the books at the Department of Finance look in okay health. Figures just released show so far this year the government's taken in more tax than it thought it would. And a special service for dogs has taken place at Christchurch Cathedral to mark the 20th birthday of a group that provides people with companion and therapy dogs. 90LFM's Dublin reporter Maria Shannon was at the service.
50 dogs were the guests of honour at this service of Thanksgiving at Christchurch Cathedral. They were there with their owners to mark the 20th anniversary of PATA, an organisation that provides pet therapy to nursing homes, hospices and special schools. The service also allowed for the blessing of animals, which was carried out by Church of Ireland Archbishop Michael Jackson. He says some of the dogs can be a bit boisterous at times.
These dogs are trained in a very kind way by their owners to be responsive to other people. Now, of course, when dog sees dog, there is a question of territory, so you're going to get some noise.
Leslie Ruin, her dog, are one of the volunteers with PATA. She helped to organise today's event.
The dogs are brilliant. They help so many people and so many disabled people. But dogs are very useful. They're not just a dog. They are a member of a family.
PATA will be back in Christchurch in a few months' time. The group hold a yearly Christmas carol service, which will be attended by the dogs and their owners. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
On the way, 98FM Sport.
And final touches are being made in Strabally ahead of this year's Electric Picnic. The organisers of the festival are dismissing reports that a hurricane is forecast for this weekend. 98FM's Brendan O'Loughlin has been getting a sneaky backstage tour.
The start of September in Ireland signals the end of summer.
Kiss me hard before you go.
And this Sunday, Lana Del Rey will provide the perfect musical backdrop to close this year's Electric Picnic. But before that, let's go back to the start. From Friday, 1,000 acts will entertain 55,000 people. Here's publicist Lindsay Holmes.
I want to dispel the myth that there is no hurricane. Right? Met Aaron told us that, no hurricane at all. Sunshine, showers, that's it really. So, you know, packed for all seasons. Sun cream, very important, because some days there will be a major high. Of course, maybe rainproofs in case we do get those showers, which being on, we probably will do.
Acts like the Chemical Brothers, LCD Sound System and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds are just some of the names taking to the main stage, while Snap are among the performers at Electric Ireland's Throwback Party. Forecasters to say it's too early to tell for sure what the weather's going to be like, but it is shaping up to be wet and windy. We'll have updates for you closer to the weekend on 98fm.com. At six, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening. It's been a year since the Regency Hotel shooting. On a rainy Friday afternoon, a group of gunmen opened fire at a boxing weigh-in and killed an associate of the Kinahans. Witnesses have been remembering the dramatic murder a year on. 98FM's crime correspondent Stephanie Grogan has been speaking with one who had a gun pointed in his face.
Utter panic, you know, people were running around and bumping into each other and shoving each other to get out of the way of danger.
Journalist Kevin McEnana had gone to the Regency for a boxing interview. Instead, he was among hundreds of people running for their lives as a group of gunmen, some dressed as Gardaí, stormed the hotel. Kevin hid behind reception, but a gunman followed him and pointed a gun in his face. Terrified and hunkered down, Kevin simply begged, "Don't shoot."
If he wanted to shoot me, there was nothing I could do, and it was just complete panic and helplessness. I just remember my heart racing. They gathered then when they seen my face and heard my voice that I wasn't who they were looking for.
Kevin stayed behind the reception desk for a few minutes and then chanced peeking his head up to see if the coast was clear.
There was one guy who was kind of making his way across the lobby, almost crunching down, and whenever I said something to him and I asked what's going on, and he looked at me and made eye contact, but he was too afraid to speak to me. He was hiding behind a plant, I think. And so, you know, no one wanted to move really or speak or say anything because no one knew what was going to happen next.
Crumlin man David Byrne lost his life in the attack. Two others were injured, and a gangland feud that had been simmering for months had now been ignited. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
You can read more from that interview with Kevin. It's the top story on 98FM.com. It cost double the amount of money in 2016 to house homeless families in hotels and B&Bs than it did the year before. The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive spent €39 million on keeping them in emergency accommodation. City Councillor David Costello believes a special team is needed to find them new homes.
We have Simon Coveney telling us that by this July he's going to eradicate the use of hotels to accommodate homeless people, but yet there's no plan in place to do it. There's no alternative plan in place to get these homeless families out of hotels, which is unbelievable given the amount of money that we're spending on the hotels on a weekly basis.
New laws are going to make it easier for victims of domestic violence to get barring orders. Judges are also getting the power to stop people messaging their victims, including by text, email or tweet. Here's the Justice Minister, Frances Fitzgerald.
In 2015, 2,000 people prosecuted for not complying with the order. So it's a very serious issue for victims in Ireland. And this bill is saying we want to protect you.
If you suspect someone's being domestically abused, you're being asked to log on to whatwouldyoudo.ie. Heavy rain across Europe means there's a shortage of veg at the moment. Some supermarkets are even rationing things like lettuce, broccoli and aubergine. Super Value's been forced to cancel a free veg promotion. And the new 50 Shades movies had its world premiere in LA. Jamie Dornan is back as Christian Grey in 50 Shades Darker.
If you're making a sequel to anything, I think there has to be some kind of advancement on the first. You have to go a bit, you know, bigger and in a lot of areas.
On the way, 98FM Sport. Think you can't afford a new car?
Clondalking. You wouldn't get that from the best in the business. 98FM News from the Dublin News Centre. Brendan Loughlin, you wouldn't make a mistake like that, would you?
Well, I'd like to think I wouldn't, but we're all human, Darren.
Well, let's judge you now in the half five headlines.
Okay, here we go. Joan Burton's been told as an elected representative she should be big enough and bold enough to handle name-calling. The former Taoiseach is continuing to be cross-examined in the trial of the Jobstown Seven, who deny falsely imprisoning her during a water charge protest in November 2014. TDs could be kicked out of the door all if they refuse to stand for its daily prayer. From tomorrow, every deputy will have to get on their feet first and stay standing for 30 seconds of silence afterwards. Almost all of them stood for it anyway up until now, but it's been written into the rules from today. And Dara Quilty, can I ask you, how was your bank holiday weekend?
Really good, because nobody told me it was bank holiday till Sunday, and it was a pleasant surprise. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's a nice surprise. Well, I bet there are a million reasons why it still wasn't as good as this next man's. On Sunday, in Dublin, this guy needed change for the parking meter. He ran into Spar on Liffey Street, and he could have picked up a packet of mints or chewing gum or whatever. He was like, do you know what? I'll spend a euro and do the Lotto Daily Millions game. He got his change, paid for his parking. The day after, Monday, which was yesterday, he scanned the ticket on his Lotto app and found out that he'd won €1 million.
Whoa! Is this a Dublin man?
Dublin man. City centre. Now, he doesn't want to be named. He says he's going back to work today to let the wind sink in. And so far, he plans to buy a new car and help out some family who are saving to buy a house.
Unbelievable. Congratulations to you, sir, from us all here at 98FM.
You know, top of the headlines rather than the negative side of it.
Think back to 2008. The Burlington Hotel shut its doors. Trapattoni became Ireland manager. And Dustin flopped at the Eurovision. Ireland, they do spot to the Well, that's the last time so many people in Ireland had a job. Figures also show there's been a big rise in the number of Irish people who'd moved abroad coming home. The Skills Minister, Richard Bruton, says the figures are very encouraging.
We set out back in 2012 an action plan to deliver 100,000 jobs. We now, before the end of 2016, will have 179,000. It shows how determined effort and concentration on an issue can deliver results.
And Victoria Beckham's encouraging the Spice Girls to reunite without her.
Is 98FM. First for Dublin News.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. A court heard a man on trial for murder spoke to Gardaí in his boxers and with a snake in his hands a short time after the alleged attack. 29-year-old Thomas O'Connor of Burnaby Court in Greystones denies murdering his friend John O'Brien. 98FM's crime correspondent Stephanie Grogan has this report.
Thomas O'Connor admits the manslaughter of his friend John O'Brien on June the 4th, 2010 by hitting him with a rock, but denies his murder. This afternoon, the court heard from two men who saw the deceased John O'Brien at around 7 p.m. that night, and they said he was drunk. The jury was told John O'Brien was saying something about rats getting sliced in Wheatfield, and he then punched one of the men for no reason. The men agreed the accused Thomas O'Connor shouted at John O'Brien to leave them alone. The jury also heard from the accused's former partner, Ellen Lyons. She told Gardaí Thomas O'Connor came home after midnight that night and she could tell he'd been drinking. She was annoyed and didn't want to speak to him. The court heard a short while later she saw Thomas O'Connor outside speaking to Gardaí, and he was in his boxer shorts and had his pet snake in his hands. She agreed this behaviour was a bit strange. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's keeping a close eye on the well-being of Ibrahim Halawa. The Dubliner, who's been held in Egypt without trial for 4 years, is getting tests for a heart complaint. The 21-year-old's on hunger strike and has been refusing water. Here's the Foreign Affairs Minister, Charlie Flanagan.
I am very anxious that the best medical treatment be made available to Ibrahim.
The amount we drank rose slightly last year. Revenue blames the increase on cheaper alcohol. Cannabis worth €180,000 has been seized by officers in Ballyfermot. A man in his 40s has been arrested. Dubliners on the dole are being encouraged to use a scheme to help work for themselves. The Back to Work Enterprise programme has financially supported 11,000 people already. Holly used it to set up an illustration company.
I didn't know it suited me till I started it, but I wouldn't have had the chance without the scheme, do you know what I mean, to find that out. Because it's too much of a risk otherwise.
And Glasnevin Cemetery's launched a tour of the graves of lesser known people. Dead Interesting tells the stories of some of those buried alongside some of Ireland's most historical figures. 98FM's Dublin reporter Maria Shannon has been to check it out.
Conor Dodds, the lead historian at Glasnevin Cemetery, and brought a lucky few, including myself, on the new Dead Interesting tour. It tells the stories of the unknown but fascinating characters that are buried there, including Father Francis Brown, who took took photos of the Titanic on its one and only voyage.
He took lots of photographs of the inside, and in fact, he was given the opportunity as well to continue on with the ship to its final destination, but he was ordered off the boat by his superior.
Another person was Frank de Groot, a Dubliner who became famous in Australian history as the man who opened Sydney Harbour Bridge, but wasn't meant to.
He drew his sword and he charged as quickly as he could towards the ribbon, drawing the sword and shouting out that he declared this bridge open, and he cut the ribbon.
And have you heard of Maria Higgins, a Dublin lady who died once but was buried twice?
It's an incredible story, really, to be honest. Hard to believe, and it's quite remarkable when you actually get into the depths of it.
The new Dead Interesting Tour starts on Monday and takes place every day at 1 o'clock. 98 FM, first for Dublin News.
On the way, 98 FM Sports.
Believe it or not, there are now even more reasons.
And different belief systems around, and that there's nothing wrong with that.
The Jobstown 7 trial has been shown footage of protesters sitting behind a car Joan Burton was in. Solidarity TD Paul Murphy and six others are accused of falsely imprisoning the former Taoiseach and her advisor in 2014. As Gardaí tried to lift a topless Paul Murphy to his feet, one protester can be heard shouting, "Get your hands off him, that's a TD you're mishandling." A top boss in the HSE has suggested offering nurses chocolate to encourage more of them to get vaccinated. A panel of experts and politicians have been discussing the low level of healthcare workers who get the flu jab. Dr. Kevin Kelleher says international evidence suggests two successful methods.
You need to have leadership and incentives work as well, ranging from giving them chocolates, and actually chocolates works extremely well, and there's some very good evidence that actually even in the medical literature there's some very good evidence for that. Drawers for iPads and things like that work very well.
And Ireland will try its best to get into the Eurovision final later. Brendan Moore.
And finally, with just a few hours until Dublin rings in the new year, 98FM's Brendan O'Loughlin takes a look back at what stories dominated 2016.
2016 felt like the year of the unexpected. Britain chose to leave the EU.
Brexit means Brexit.
America chose Donald Trump to be its president.
I'm sorry that we did not win this election.
And the roll call of big names who died felt never ending. Another star.
David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Terry Wogan, Prince, Carrie Fisher, Frank Kelly, Anthony Foley, David Guest, Muhammad Ali, George Michael, Caroline O'Hearn, Gene Wilder, Pete Burns, Leonard Cohen, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
We marked 100 years since 1916. Lewis and Dublin bus drivers went on strike, and the Hutch Kinahan feud saw blood spilled on the streets of the north inner city.
Two fellas jumped out, playing Sharon. Skim forward in the head.
Ireland won two silver medals at the Olympics, but it was the ticket touting scandal that Rio will remember us for. Wish we could
turn back time. Footage has emerged of a naked Pat Hickey trying to evade arrest in Rio. But now we're stressed out, gotta
catch him up. It wasn't all bad, as some people tried to catch Pokemon on their phones. Dublin won the All-Ireland, and Irish fans won Euro 2016.
The Mayor of Paris has announced she will award the Medal of the City to Irish football fans for their sportsmanship. This is what you came
for. And that wasn't all. Ireland beat New Zealand for the first time in 111 years, and 98FM brought a massive 260-foot water slide to Dublin.
Yeah, well, that was fast.
It was so good. You just need to get a run at it and you go flying.
I went belly first, ran down the slide, on the ring, straight down.
So, looking back on 2016, here's to 2017 and a very happy new year.